Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance amending borough code relating to marijuana establishments and processing applications for marijuana establishments. The Assembly is empowered to comment to the Alaska Marijuana Control Board on marijuana establishment applications within the Kenai Peninsula Borough, consistent with standards set forth in state law and regulation and borough code. Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce says the borough code doesn't require the Planning Commission to make recommendations to the Assembly regarding liquor license applications and renewals.
Over the last 6 years, it's been recognized that this provision that's being introduced to you today removes the requirement that marijuana establishments have to go before the Planning Commission for review. We're going to basically treat them similarly to alcohol establishments.
Planning Director Robert Ruffner was asked about recommendations and whether or not the Borough Assembly will approve them.
Yes, that's what we do, just like the alcohol. So if somebody comes in, so we'll just hand it administratively without having an extra public hearing that, you know, in 6 years, as the mayor said, hasn't really resulted in any substantial recommendation to the Assembly. So it's a recommendation from the Planning Commission to the Assembly, which makes a recommendation to the state, and it's just too much bureaucracy.
Ruffner wrote that the Planning Commission review and comment is an unnecessary additional regulatory step. The ordinance would amend borough code by removing the Planning Commission from the application process for the license applications, resulting in consistent treatment of the public review process, both for alcohol and marijuana establishments. Borough code doesn't require the Planning Commission to make recommendations to the Assembly regarding liquor license applications and renewals. The ordinance also requires the planning department to provide a report to ensure the application complies with local ordinances and for the department to present its report to the Assembly during cases where establishments are outside of the cities. And lastly, the ordinance also would align borough code with state law regarding marijuana establishments involving cultivation facilities, testing facilities, product manufacturing facilities, and retail stores. Kenai Peninsula College's Kenai River Campus in Soldotna is hosting an open house on Saturday, August 20th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. It's an opportunity to learn more about what KPC has to offer, including with the open house, there's activities for kids, local food trucks, and more. Sarah Reneerson, KPC's Director of Student Services, tells KSRM that fall begins soon.
Yeah, we have some demonstrations from faculty, so we'll be able to meet the instructors who are going to be teaching courses. You're going to be able to tour their program area. There's going to be some family-friendly sort of events for little kids to be doing too, so you can bring the whole family.
Cheryl Seemers, Kenai Peninsula College Director, speaks on education options without going into debt.
Yes, we have lots of options for students here. We have pathways to 2-year degrees, to 4-year degrees. We also have non-credit offerings if people want to just come in for personal enrichment. So depending on your career path and what you want, KPC is here to offer the opportunities you might seek at an affordable price.
Reneerson speaks on the common questions she gets asked.
You know, I think a lot of the worry can be, how am I going to pay for this? And just all of the steps that it takes to apply and figure out how you're going to pay, what classes do you take? So it's just stringing together all of those things and making sure that we get a student to the right person at the point that they're at, depending on their question. But we have a lot of opportunities for financial aid, for scholarships, emergency funds, and things like that. So if that's a worry for students, we've got some options we want to make sure they know about.
The Kenai River Campus is located at 156 College Road in Soldotna. More information on the event, radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.